Well, once again, it's nice to be with you on this last Saturday of the church year, on this cold, blustery, rainy, miserable day. And I know some people like cold weather, but so I shouldn't say that. Anyway, I just wanted to be up front with you and tell you that I've really been challenged by the homily tonight. And the reason for that is some of the readings that we've had recently, I just struggle with. For example, the moon going dim, the sun no longer giving light, stars falling out of the sky, the Son of Man riding on a cloud. Remember the parable of the fig tree, the end is close, but we don't know when. And tonight we talk about Christ as King. And I don't know about you, but these words really are not part of our everyday vocabulary, are they? I don't think so. I don't think we think of Jesus in that way all the time. I like the scriptures that talk about Jesus having an intimate meal with some friends. I like to hear the story about Jesus feeding the 5,000. And the reason I do is because it has so many messages in there for me. It's a reminder to me that I often hunger, as you hunger, not necessarily for food, but we hunger for love. We hunger for intimacy. We hunger for companionship and acceptance. So many things that we hunger for. And I think the other message in that gospel that talks about Jesus feeding the multitude is a reminder of God's generosity, His abundance. Remember, the people were hungry, and the gospel tells us that they were all satisfied, but there was even leftovers. And I think there's even a good stewardship message hidden inside that gospel too, because it tells us that we have to be good stewards of what God has provided for us, that we don't waste. And if you remember, they collected all the leftovers and then probably took it to a shelter or someplace. So there's wonderful stories about hunger, stewardship, and recognition in that gospel. And I like the one about forgiveness. Remember the woman that was caught in adultery? And Jesus forgives her. And it's a reminder to me, and hopefully to you, that I have sinned, that I can be forgiven, that we're all broken, that we all need healing. And it's also a recognition that I need to forgive those people who have hurt me in my life and to be able to reconcile with the people that I have offended. I think those are great messages, but stars falling out of the sky and the moon going dim and the sun not shining is just a little hard to wrap your heart around, if you will. So as I struggled with this, I thought, I'm going to turn to the parish and ask for help. It was about 10 days ago, I was in the narthex, and an elderly couple came out of the adoration chapel. And I asked them after some brief conversation and general talk, I said, you know, we're getting ready for the end of the church year. And I said, who is the king that you recognize in your life? And the couple, they looked at each other for just a few seconds, and they began to nod their head in unison, and I knew that they both had an answer. And the man said, Rural King. I said, Rural King? And she said, oh, he loves the free popcorn, and he got a great deal on some brown jersey gloves. Well, that wasn't the answer I was looking for to prepare a homily. So I thought, well, maybe it's a generational thing. So that Thursday, I was with the sixth grade class over at school. And we were talking about Thanksgiving and what we're grateful for. And at the end of the session, I said to those kids, I said, you, as good Christian Catholic young men and women, I said, who do you recognize as the king in your life? And a little boy in the back row who had not been responsive all afternoon who sat there very quietly. His hand shot up. And I thought, good, he at least has been listening and paying attention and really wants to participate. So I said, who is that? And he said, Burger King, home of the Whopper. So you can see how I struggled with this. I'm getting no help at all. And I thought, Joe, you're on your own. You're on your own. So then I remembered a monk at St. Meinrad during our diaconate formation. And he told this great story about a king who fell in love with a peasant girl. And the king realized that marriage was really not possible. But yet he was a great and powerful king, and he thought, I can make this happen if I really want to. But then he got to thinking, if I marry her and I'm a king, I think it's going to put a strain on our relationship. Because I think she's going to look at me, you know, as the king. She's going to reverence me. She's going to feel obligated to me. And I don't think that she will ever love me. So he said, there's always going to be this disconnect because she's going to think of me as royalty and her as the peasant. So he had another idea. He said, I know what I can do because I love this woman so much. I'll give up my kingship. And I will be a peasant just like she is. And then I can relate to her with love, peasant to peasant. And he said, you know, I'm taking a real chance. Because she may think what I have done is really foolish and stupid. And she may reject me and walk away. So the monk said, there is no end to this story. I said, really? Or we said, really? And he said, here's really what the author wanted you to know. First of all, that the king's love for this woman was so great that he was willing to give up everything that he had just to be with her. The second part of the story, he said, is for us to know that the story is ongoing. The story is still being written. There is no final thing to it as yet. It's a story of God's great love for you and for me. It's the story, of course, where God is the king and we are the peasants. The story is still unfolding. The story is still to be ended. And the question is, who are we? Do we embrace the love of the king? Do we give our love back to him unconditionally? Are we on the other side where we think what he has done is absolutely foolish? We reject him and we walk away. The story is still to be completed. We stay or we walk. And you get to choose.